How America's farmers are feeling about the ag economy and worries about the price and availability of fertilizer. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today News, brought to you by the Great Indiana State Fair. Turn up the volume, turn on the memories. Celebrate the soundtrack of summer, August 1st through the 17th at this year's Indiana State Fair, presented by Get Prepared Indiana. America's farmers are feeling less optimistic about the ag economy than they were just a month ago. That's according to the latest survey from Purdue University. Here's C.J. Miller.
Dr. Michael Langemeyer, director of the Purdue Center for Commercial Agriculture, believes the biggest factor why farmers are feeling less optimistic is what's been happening, or better yet, what's not been happening in Washington, D.C.
I think it's policy uncertainty. I know that's kind of a cop-out, if you will. But if you think about it, we've still got some uncertainty related to the farm bill, even though it does seem to be moving through in a reconciliation bill. But we still got uncertainty there. And we've also got a lot of uncertainty with trade and tariffs. And so when you have an uncertain policy environment, I think that negatively impacts that.
Langemeyer also says that those who may be the most pessimistic about the future of the farm economy are likely grain producers.
This is kind of an interesting year when you think about net farm income, to say the least. We've got some positive, particularly in the beef sector, record prices recently, but the crop sector's having another tough year. 24 was not particularly great year for crop producers, and it looks like 25 is going to be very similar.
Higher input costs remain as the number one concern for America's farmers. That's followed by lower crop and livestock prices, and third, rising interest rates.
If you think about the tight margins right now, you can attribute a lot of the tight margins to relatively high break-even prices. Yes, corn and soybean prices are not good, but compared to 2014-2019 period, they're still not as bad as that period. And so I think the high input costs are really on people's minds.
Read the full results of Purdue's Ag Economy Barometer Survey. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.